Exercise 2C, page 48. You will hear part of an interview with Colin Fraser, a psychologist, about cultural identity. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the programme. Later, we'll be speaking to community leader Jacqueline Epping about efforts to incorporate the wide diversity of residents in her area. But up first, we have psychologist Colin Fraser, who is going to give us an insight into why this incorporation is both necessary and beneficial. Welcome, Colin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Colin, you're a bit of a mixed bag, aren't you? You were born in Canada, grew up in Scotland, and now you reside in the States. So, if we're talking about cultural identity, what identity do you relate to?
I've also lived in England and France, and you're right that I wasn't born in Scotland, but my parents and my siblings were. In fact, my heritage goes back a number of years in that country, so even though I'm not Scottish by birth, I would have to say that I identify predominantly with the Scottish culture. Having said that, though, I think I've managed to incorporate aspects of each of the cultures I've been exposed to.
So, what makes you predominantly Scottish?
Oh, that's not an easy question to answer. There are so many facets that make up a person's identity that I don't think there's one physical factor that I could point to, and it's difficult to categorise culture. Some might say it's determined by birth, but I think that's too simplistic. There's more to it than that, but without going to particulars, I would have to say, I just feel Scottish. And that, to me, is what's important. I feel a sense of belonging, even when I'm not there. I went to a Highland Games recently, in America. You know, the outdoor event with lots of kilts and caber tossing. It was great. Watching all the athletic events and dancing was an amazing sensation. Even though it was a long way from Scotland, while I was there, I just felt at home. As soon as the Mass Pipe Band started playing, I was transported to what I consider my homeland. And that's key. Home is where the heart is, as they say.
But how can a Highland Games in America make you feel at home if home is thousands of miles away?
Because it's not about the country, it's the culture. Some of the biggest games are in Canada and America, and they're a testimony to the importance of cultural identity. They were born of the people who emigrated from Scotland to those countries, people who kept their cultural roots alive and passed them down through the generations. The strength of their ties stayed with them, even as they were absorbed into another culture. Some people might suggest that clinging to a bygone practice of cultural heritage is obsolete in today's global society. But I think it is now, in particular, with the interconnectedness of society, that the importance of knowing who you are and where you come from becomes paramount. There must be a way of discerning oneself from the masses.
But wouldn't that alienate a person from the culture they reside in?
On the contrary. In the global community, culture has to be accommodating. If it excludes newcomers, they will separate themselves from the indigenous population, and that's when you get fractures in society, splinter groups of isolated people, which can lead to conflict. In order to avoid this, both the interloping and the native culture have to accept each other. There's give and take, as with any symbiotic relationship. But that doesn't mean abandoning your roots. It's not just about how you see yourself, but how the rest of the world views your culture. If your culture translates well, you're in luck. You can go anywhere, just being yourself. And when you know yourself, the ability to accept others for who they are becomes much simpler. You can appreciate their idiosyncrasies with greater ease.